Good evening, Miles Brewer here with you on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader, to take a look at your evening news for this Thursday, August 6. Iowa health officials confirmed the state's first human West Nile virus case of 2026 on Wednesday and reminded Iowans to continue taking precautions against mosquito bites as the summer winds down. According to the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services, the infection was identified in an adult between the ages of 18 and 40 from eastern Iowa, with testing at the state hygienic laboratory confirming the diagnosis. West Nile virus spreads primarily through bites from infected mosquitoes, and the vast majority of people experience no symptoms. Those who do experience symptoms often develop mild illness with fever and headache. In rare cases, patients may require medical attention due to high fever, disorientation, neck stiffness, and muscle weakness. In 2025, Iowa reported 57 West Nile cases and 3 deaths. State Medical Director Dr. Robert Kruis encourages Iowans to continue enjoying the outdoors, but to do so with mosquitoes in mind. Preventatives are effective, including using insect repellents containing DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wearing long sleeves and pants outdoors, clearing standing water from around homes, and covering windows and doors with screens when they are open. For more information on West Nile virus, follow the link included with this story online. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst has named Present Company of Ottoman as her latest small business of the week, recognizing the boutique's 3 decades of service to Southwest Iowa. Ernst, who serves as chair of the Senate Small Business Committee, is honoring one small business in each of Iowa's 99 counties during the 119th Congress. Present Company, who was founded in 1990 by Nancy Olson as a home decor boutique in downtown Audubon. Ownership transferred to Talia Carter in 2022, and the store offers gifts, home decor, apparel, jewelry, and specialty items, earning a reputation for unique merchandise and friendly service. The boutique remains a downtown staple, reflecting the character of small-town Iowa while adapting its inventory to meet customer needs in Audubon and surrounding communities. Ernst says Present Company has been the gift that keeps on giving to Audubon for more than 3 decades. From helping revitalize Main Street to supporting countless local events and charities, Talia Carter and her team continue to present the very best of Iowa's entrepreneurial spirit. Their commitment to exceptional service, unique products, and hometown values proves that investing in your community always comes back around. Iowa fuel prices edged closer to the $4 mark in this week's report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, August 5th, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the state rose 4 cents to $3.79, which is 82 cents higher than this time last year. The national average on Wednesday was down 1 cent to $4.08 per gallon. As for Iowa retail diesel, the statewide average was up 14 cents to $5.11 per gallon, up from $3.58 per gallon in the first week of August in 2025. Local prices remained 25 cents below the national average, which stood at $5.36 per gallon. Looking to the Des Moines terminal, E10 was $2.75, unleaded 87 was $3.27, USD2 was $3.84, USD1 was $4.08, and E70 was $2.32 per gallon. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were down 4 cents to $2.69 per MMBTU. Timely rains at the end of July helped prevent crop deterioration as the growing season shifts firmly into its second half, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report. Farmers had 5.7 days suitable for field work during the week ending August 2nd, which is 1.9 days more than the same week last year. And Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig says July will be remembered for its warm temperatures and high dew points, but it ended with widespread rainfall and a welcome break from the heat and humidity. As we begin August and continue the ramp up to the Iowa State Fair, the outlook calls for warmer conditions and a better chance of rainfall. Crops on the western side of the state could use the moisture as the growing season continues. Statewide, topsoil and moisture conditions were 35% short to very short, 60% adequate, and 5% surplus, while subsoil was 37% short to very short, 58% adequate, and 5% surplus. The U.S. Drought Monitor map for Iowa, dated August 6, shows about two-thirds of the state in excellent condition, but the remaining third is rated abnormally dry to moderate drought, all in western Iowa. Iowa's corn crop was rated 80% good to excellent, as 93% of corn was silking, 2 points ahead of last year. 48% was in the dough stage, 2 points behind last year, and 4% of corn had reached the dent stage, 4 points behind last year. Soybean conditions were 78% good to excellent, with 88% of soybeans blooming, even with last year, and 61% setting pods, which is 2 points behind last year. Statewide precipitation last week averaged 1.31 inches, which is about 0.4 inches above normal, while the statewide average temperature was 76.6 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 3.6 degrees above normal. You can read the USDA's full report online at www.nass.usda.gov. The Carroll Chamber of Commerce is seeking three local businesses to sponsor inflatable attractions at the upcoming Celebrate Carroll Festival this fall. The event, which is taking the place of Carroll's traditional band day celebration, features a parade, live music, food vendors, and family activities. For $500, sponsoring businesses will receive recognition on event signage, social media promotion, and inclusion in marketing materials. Two of five available inflatable sponsorships have already been claimed, and organizers expect the remaining spots to fill quickly. Businesses interested in sponsoring an inflatable can contact the Carroll Chamber at chamber@carrolliowa.com. You can celebrate Carroll looks to bring families, friends, and neighbors together for a day of festivities that tie into the nation's semi-quincentennial celebrations. We're going to step away for just a moment, but we'll continue your evening news after the break.
Sign up, sync up, and watch the free play add up. It pays to join Club Wild at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel. Earn up to $30 in free play on your first visit and get up to $100 in losses reimbursed on your next visit. Club Wild is packed with possibilities. Come see why. More fun, more rewards, more ways to win. Only at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel. You'd rather
be here. Hi, this is J.R. Mayhall with Gredeman & Associates. I want to try to rectify a common misconception about insurance. Not all insurance companies are created equal. When you look for a house or car, you try to find one that fits you best, whether that's the lowest price or some specific options or some combination of the two. Insurance is the same way. We recently had a hailstorm, and some people found out that the insurance that they purchased was not what they thought they were covered for. The one that comes up the most is cosmetic exclusions on homeowners policies. Gredeman & Associates is an independent insurance agency, and we routinely deal with eight different personal lines carriers, many of which do not have cosmetic exclusions. Talk to an agent and ask questions to find out what coverage and price fits you best.
Hancock County officials are discussing a possible ordinance to regulate crypto mining, solar farms, battery storage facilities, and data centers. Hancock County Supervisor Bud Germelin says he visited the Des Moines suburb of Altoona to learn about the impact a data center is having there and discover that neighbors had no complaints about noise, and he didn't find noise to be an issue when he was on the data center property either. During a meeting of the Hancock Board of Supervisors, Germelin told people in the crowd who've raised concerns about data centers that they can read stuff on the internet, but they won't have a qualified opinion until they do in-person research like he has. Germelin says that before the county makes any decision on an ordinance, the public will know the facts, and no one is going to be hoodwinked. The leader of the organization supplying blood to 80% of Iowa hospitals says there's been a 30% decline in people under the age of 30 donating blood in the last 6 years. And that's a major challenge in maintaining an adequate supply. Stacy Syme, CEO of LifeServe Blood Center, says they have about a 2 to 3 day supply of blood on hand at the moment. That's under the 5 day supply that is their target. Governor Kim Reynolds donated blood at the LifeServe location in Johnston yesterday to call attention to the current blood shortage and encourage Iowans to find a clinic in their area and become a blood donor. Experts estimate that one donation will directly impact the lives of three hospital patients. Residents in the listening area who wish to serve their community may be interested in this new opportunity. The Carroll Police Department is hiring new officers. Carroll officers can expect hourly pay ranging from $30.65 to $40.34 per hour based on experience, and they can also receive health, dental, vision, retirement, and other benefits. Officers also receive free membership to the Carroll Recreation Center, paid time off, and shift differential pay. Those wishing to serve and protect can apply today or by the deadline Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m., applications can be sent to police@cityofcarroll.com, and questions can be directed to that same email address or to 712 792 8088. The application form is linked with this story on our website. The Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum in West Branch reopens tomorrow afternoon following a $20 million renovation. Museum Director Thomas Schwartz says the renovation created a new way to view the lives of the only Iowa-born president and his wife.
We create immersive scenes where we actually put you in a particular scene in the lives of Herbert and Lou Henry Hoover.
He says the new exhibits are a sensory experience.
Each gallery has its own color palette, its own soundtrack, its own set of props and tactile experiences, and some even have scent pots.
Herbert Hoover Foundation President Mundy McCarty says its main mission is to draw visitors into the whole life of the 31st president, including his decades of global humanitarian work.
4 years of Herbert Hoover's 90-year life were as president of the United States. And while presidents are very important people, we have to remember, and you'll learn here, that he was a global humanitarian.
The museum's opening ceremony will include several special guests, including Hoover's great-grandchildren and Belgian diplomats. And that's going to do it for your evening news here on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader, for this Thursday, August 6th. I'm Miles Brewer, reporting. We'll have Mason Nealand with your sports, as well as Vaughn Kittleson with your markets after the break.